pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Morning, Cajon County Board of Supervisors, November 19th, 2019. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda? Have an agenda. Meet with department heads and elected officials. Terry Johnson, Cajon County Auditor.
Good morning, I just have an agenda item.
Rodney Buesner, Maintenance.
Good morning, I'm getting phone for you, nothing to add this time.
Okay. Janelle Nally Longquist, Cajon County Treasurer.
Good morning, I don't have anything to report, but I'm super late.
Chris Pogomiller, Public Health.
Good morning, we're just keeping track, I don't really have anything to report, but I do have an agenda item.
Angie Vaughn, Safety.
Good morning, I don't really have anything to report, so.
Sergeant Glenn Denny, Cajon County Sheriff's Office.
I'll stay with them, another busy week, nothing new to report.
Nobody wants to talk to us. Ken Heinemann, Community Services.
Good morning, well, we did have our fuel meetings last week, and I don't know, there was the annual report, draft of the annual report was in there, and you know, Muscatine County had come and talked some with the region about wanting to join the fuel region, and at this time that was denied. There was a lot of concern about the money that they owed, or the how many services would have to be decreased because they were over budget, and there was, you know, concern about just a number of things to do with their contract. They couldn't tell us how much in contracts they had, and you know, it's budgeting time of the year, so we would need to know all that information, and we just didn't have that. So at this time, the governing board decided no, they couldn't approve that. So that's about all I have for now.
Thanks, Kim. Gina Harton, Emergency Management.
Good morning. I have an agenda item.
Colin Durst, IT.
Yeah, I'm just keeping busy like always, but nothing really new to report.
Chris Lee, Conservation.
Nothing really new to report. Looking forward to kicking off the budget.
Ryan Carter, Secondary Roads.
That's very exciting. that's getting took all my time. But anyway, not a lot going on. I want to remind everybody the Spare Road is open. I know we brought that up last week and it was in the paper, so thank you for that information. But just a reminder, it's open. It's still a little bit of on-site work going on down there, but very minimal, and it looks good. And I know people are pleased to have that open, and I don't blame them. Pleased to have it open also. Guys are still out. Again, we're trying to act like it's fall and not winter, so still doing ditching projects, and just started up on another FEMA spot. So things are still moving on. We do have, I'll mention it, we have Jimtown Road closed for a FEMA spot, and Jim brought it up this morning. It does stop. In fact, we did send a press release out. It does, in fact, school buses and, well, everybody's route. Jimtown's a busy road. So probably be closed for a better part of the week. Otherwise, things are moving on.
Thank you, Brian. Sheriff Glasser, Land Use.
We had a Des Moines County Zoning Commission meeting last Thursday evening. We had a preliminary plat approved at that meeting. That's on the agenda for today. Other than that, we had a initial discussion of the ordinance updates. We picked out a few specific items that we had, Zach and I had encountered enforcing the ordinances over the last couple of years as a highlight of what some of the more significant changes might be. And so we had a discussion on some of those items and which ones that commission members would be more receptive to, which ones not, and then just kind of get a game plan for how we want to handle the update from here on out. So over the next few months, we'll be working to update this, actually come up with a draft of the ordinances, and also do background research on some of those items, and hopefully getting some additional feedback individually from some of the members as they further review the materials. Other than that, nothing else. No
today.
Thank you, Jared. Didn't miss anybody tonight. Okay. Correspondence. Seeing none. Do you gentlemen have correspondence? We will proceed to discussion and vote. We have accounts payable claims in the amount of $764,899.62.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Jim Perry?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have payroll claims reimbursements in the amount of $1,385.96 and non-cash taxable in the amount of $45 even.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Perry?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have approval of contract documents for the North Gear Avenue paving and patching project.
I gave the report on bids last week. I don't think I have much to say. I just request your approval of them.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Strip construction. If the media needs, I might have a copy of the bid tab still in my binder. You need a copy of that, but you had it from last week.
Yeah, I had it.
I didn't know if I had it.
Terry, I'll give it to you after the meeting and the copies and stuff.
This is state, so we can stamp it, right?
Do whatever you wish. It's all local, actually.
Beth's going to have to tell us what they think.
Wait, did you say Strub?
I said Strub. That's my fault. It was Joan. Sorry. Too many problems.
Okay, we have a sub-award agreement, excuse me, for the Des Moines County Multi-Jurisdictional Hazard Mitigation Plan. That would be Gina's.
Yes. Every 5 years, we have to update our countywide hazard mitigation plan in order to be eligible for certain hazard mitigation money from the state and ultimately FEMA. So the plan is due to be updated, and the state has some, we'll call it leftover money from a grant, and we were able to get that grant to fund the biggest percentage of the process. So I talked to Zach James last week when this document came in, and they are willing to do the contract, as we talked about in January when you did the resolution approving move forward with the project. And he hopefully will have the contract to you for approval and first of December or so, we can get moving, because this plan has to be updated and submitted and approved by the 1st of June. It shouldn't take a whole lot of updating, because last time we did extensive meetings and did a lot of the background work. So it'll just be a matter of updating the hazards in the last 5 years, looking at projects we've completed, and then looking at projects we wish to add to the list that aren't in the document. So it should be a fairly easy update, I'm hoping. So we'll keep you posted with all that things going on too.
Thank you, Gina.
I see where you had some 4 CERT graduates who went through your training.
We actually had about 10 people take the class and did graduate last couple weekends.
That's great.
So, yeah, our team is really expanding. We're up to about 50 members now. Yeah, it takes a lot to manage that many volunteers. We do a lot of projects, and we're working on that list, and so I can present it to my commission during budget time, how many different events we do in the county over the year.
Thank you for that.
Welcome. I'll pass it on to you.
Need a motion for the, to approve the agreement.
So moved.
Second. Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have a preliminary plat and resolution for the 8th addition to the Wildlife Lake subdivisions. Thank you for mailing that, or emailing that.
Yeah, a little background here. I'll try to brief through this. It's been a lengthy process to get to this point. I'll get into specifics on that. But so we got a larger subdivision here. So we have a preliminary plat for the 8th addition to Wildlife Lake. Obviously, Wildlife Lake has been an ongoing development over the last 30 years. Located off of Washington Road in Flint River Township, being pursued by the original landowner, Henry Bolin. So the most recent additions were approved, a couple of small two-lot additions in 2017, and the most recent larger addition of more than five lots happened a little over a decade ago. So the 8th addition will result in 10 lots, with two separate sections. The first is north of Wood Duck Cove Drive and west of Wildlife Lakes Drive. That has 9 lots. Most of those are around an acre. Some of them are a little larger and slightly smaller than that, for a total of almost 11. It's basically two existing parcels, one 9-acre farm parcel, and then a piece of land adjacent to the existing residential area along Wildlife Lakes Drive. So out of those, there are three lots, 29 through 31, that will all be accessed from Wildlife Lakes Drive, kind of right where it turns into Elk Run Drive, and then lots 32 through 37 will all be accessed from Wood Duck Cove Drive. And all of these will use existing roads for access, which had been platted in earlier additions to Wildlife Lake. The 10th lot, 38, is along 137th Avenue, which is the paved county road accessing the landfill. It's basically meant to correct for an issue in earlier additions where they surveyed to the middle of the lake and ended up with an irregular piece that just goes right through the lake and then another piece on the other side. So this is adjusting that so that the lots all front through the middle of the lake, and then this one will be a 3-acre buildable lot along 137th Avenue. In addition to all lots being served by existing roads, existing utilities will also be utilized for the new development. Every infrastructure is pretty much all in place, and the septic, private septic system will be used for the individual homes. So it's initial review process actually occurred this spring, and it was reviewed by West Burlington as well, since it's in their 2-mile. There was one issue with a resident in the 5th edition that had some concerns about the sanitary easement on their property. It sounded like that wasn't actually really an issue related to existing septic systems, but it's a surface sanitary drain. But regardless, they've agreed to move that easement to a different property just to the south, and so that issue has been resolved. Also, the Fire Marshal, Mark Crooks, offered a comment about narrow roads and lack of fire hydrants. The department would like to have a secondary access to the north that would support a fire truck be maintained 12 months a year. So we followed up with Marshal Crooks after that, and The number of the concerns related to the fact that there had been a serious fire there a couple of years ago, which resulted in the loss of a home. And at the time, it had been a challenge bringing in water due to lack of fire hydrants and apparent lack of turnaround to circulate the trucks through. So as with the issue of the hydrants, he had subsequently spoke with Henry Bolin, and they worked out an arrangement for installing dry hydrants so they could pump water out of the lake if need be as a substitute for the hydrants. And then in terms of the road issue, the first was the 113th Street, a county road right away along the north side of the subdivision, which had actually been upgraded fairly recently. It was a minimally maintained road that did not directly access any properties other than having a north outlet for Wildlife Lake. However, there was a lot in the 6th edition which was developed for a house, and that's their sole means of access. So since then, that has been upgraded with new gravel. There's still some concerns about the narrow width and the gravel used. However, during the discussion, it became apparent that there was actually a miscommunication that happened when that fire occurred a couple of years ago, and that to the different departments that responded, they were not aware that there even was a rear outlet. So part of the issue was just the communication process there. And then in addition, there was an issue of the cul-de-sac for Wood Duck Cove Drive, where the fire marshal noted that only a small portion of the platted cul-de-sac had been paved with some shoulders along the road, and they wanted to see an improvement to that for circulation along that cul-de-sac. Now, so to address that, the plat was then amended to include a 20-foot wide hammerhead turnaround. So basically, you go west on Wood Duck Cove and then it turns to the south, the hammerhead would curve up to the north. And it would have two purposes. It would provide access for lots 36, 37, as well as allowing sufficient room for a fire truck to turn around. So with those issues addressed, the City of West Burlington approved the preliminary plat on June 20th. We had a zoning commission meeting the following week. However, there were some residents that showed up with some similar concerns that the fire marshal had initially addressed related to the circulation of fire trucks and their concerns related to that recent fire. Particularly, they were concerned about the turns, the right angle turns on Elk Run and Wildlife Lake, and whether the fire truck could safely negotiate that. Due to those concerns being present, the commission tabled that matter for another meeting. And in the interim, the fire marshal held a meeting with the residents of the neighborhood and did a demonstration where the fire truck drove through the neighborhood around those turns and successfully navigated all of that. So as a result, Mr. Bolin then reports that those residents are now satisfied with the road as it currently exists, since it's been proven to be able to handle the fire truck. Still, there have been a couple of small changes on the property to the property boundary since the original plat was submitted a few months ago. The owner of Lot 28 objected to having the east half of the vacated Wildlife Lakes Drive right-of-way given to Lot 29. He felt it would be more fair to have it split down the middle. That's the alternate access that was originally going to go out to 113th Street, but now with Elk Run Drive, they're going out that way. There's no need for an additional outlet there. So because of the fact that would be split down the middle now, they had to make some adjustments so that Lot 29 would still meet the minimum lot size requirements. So that's why they had to make some adjustments to the other two lots so that everything worked out there as well. So with all of that in mind, the Zoning Commission met last week, as I said, and unanimously approved the preliminary plat. There were several residents that attended, but none of them had any concern, at least mentioned any concerns. It sounded like they just wanted to see a copy of the plat and get an idea of what was being proposed. So with that in mind, we recommend approval of the plat, but we do have a couple of added conditions which all pertain to waivers that had applied to the The other previous additions to the Wildlife Lakes, because they're utilizing the same roads. So the first one of those is that the minimum width requirement for a flag lot should be waived to allow for 50 feet of frontage for lots 30, 36, and 37. Ordinarily, it would be 66. The minimum width requirements for a right-of-way also be waived, so to allow 50 feet instead of 66 for those existing roads. And then also the road surface would allow 18 feet paved concrete surface, where the minimum in the ordinance is 22. So again, those are all existing roads being utilized. Any questions?
I appreciate you emailing that to us so I can read that ahead of time.
Yeah.
You want to read that again?
I move to approve.
I'll second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Thank you, Jared. We'll get you.
Thank you. Are all those roads?
There's an outlet for Elk Run Drive, and then there's another outlet onto Washington for Wildlife Lakes Drive. So it's one continuous road. Wildlife Lakes comes in, and then it turns to the east and zigzags up at Elk Run. And then, of course, the other one is a cul-de-sac.
Would Henry be in favor of us just, Brian, just giving him that road?
We discussed it, but nothing has come out of it. So evidently the improvements were satisfactory for now that there's that home that's served directly by the road.
Better luck next time.
No.
It's not that clean. Whitey took that road off entirely off of landfill property. I don't know why. Well, I do know why. He wanted it there, but that all came off of landfill property. That's where the easement came from.
So yeah, the easement continues further to the west, that where it hasn't been gravelled past Elk Run Drive.
Whitey brought it in as an A-level road and never did anything with it.
As an A-level?
Yeah, so it was theoretically a gravel road back then. He just never did anything with it.
And it should go clear through that.
Well, I mean, it is a dead-end road. I mean, it's always been a dead-end road, but it's an A-level road. It's a 66-foot wide right-of-way. So it's not an ideal situation, and bluntly, probably should have never been done.
Next up, we'll be going to a final plat probably sometime in the coming months. So thank you.
Thank you, Jared. We have a second-tier canvas. School election.
Yep, for Danville School District, I waited for the results from Henry County, and that added a few votes for the three candidates and one more for the write-in. So Landon ended up with 128 votes, and Eichmann ended up with 216, Bauer under 95. And then Lisa Kleinhoff got one more, so ended up with 116. So the first three will be considered the winners of the second tier canvas. And Beloit County, they didn't have any voters for the Minneapolis School District, so the votes stay the same. So the top four candidates or winners for Minneapolis is Coach, Nedler, Prawl, and Vermillion as the write-in. And then for Southeastern Community College, I had to get canvas material from Henry County, Jefferson, Lee, Louisa, Van Buren, and Washington County. And Henry County, of course, that's where a majority of Director District 1 lies. So that's where most of the votes came for Joseph Johnson. He was the only candidate. And then Louisa County has one vote. So Joseph Johnson ended up with 1,147 votes. There were seven write-ins. And then Director District 4, Henry and Lee County also fall within Director District 4. Majority of those votes came from Lee County. And so Moody and Volpe ended up with 1,683 votes, and there were 32 scatterings. So Moody is the winner of District 4. And then I've also included Director District 5 in there.
District 5 is not within our county, so there wouldn't have been any votes on there. Lee County, it's mainly down to Lee County, the southern part, so Janet Pike from La Brest is the winner of District 5 at 1,504. So that concludes our second tier campus for the school.
Thank you, Jerry.
Move to accept.
Second. Jerry?
Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. I'll get those signed for you after the meeting. We have personnel actions. We have one action for the assessor, Robert Rolfs, an appraiser. He's a new hire starting November 18th. The new rate is $43,000.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have personnel action. From local health, retirement, Connie Hutchison, CNA. Letter to the county. Please consider this letter my official 2-week notice to retire from my CNA position with the Des Moines County Public Health. My last day will be November 20th, 2019. Thank you for the opportunity to serve the good people of Des Moines County. I wish you nothing but success as you continue to do so. It has been my pleasure to work with you. Sincerely, Connie Hutchison.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. And we have a personnel action from Des Moines County Community Services. April Krogmeyer, a mental health advocate, a 42-month step increase. The previous rate was $41,593.91. The new rate is $42,425.80.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Beth?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have the post-election audit report for the city school elections of November 5th, 2019. We have the Veterans Affairs report for October 2019. These reports will be on file and available for public review at the auditor's office.
Can I make a comment about the post-election audit?
Please do.
We did this last year, and the first time we ever had to do this was last year after the general election, and the Secretary of State lets us know the next day which precinct has been chosen. Last year, they picked our largest precinct, which was Minneapolis, with 850 ballots. So I had five ladies in there to do that recount. Everything came out perfect. And Secretary of State picked one of our smallest precincts. Precinct PW, which had a whole 26 voters, but then since there's five different ballots in there, we picked the first ballot style in there, and that was a whole 8 ballots. So it didn't take us very long. But it came out perfect.
We have minutes for the regular meeting of November 12th, 2019.
Mr. Approved.
Second. Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Any other business? I'd like to few moments of silence for Pat Jackson, longtime county attorney that passed away the other day. I know there's people in this room that would have liked to attend that service only with the conflict. So Pat was a good guy, interesting guy. When he had health troubles, he took a leave of absence, and he wasn't treated very well by the newspaper, and didn't have anything to do with this. So they were all hot that he was taking a leave of absence, and somehow or another he was jerking the fine citizens of Des Moines County up. But it turns out that they were wrong. But just want to note that on the record anyway. So thank you. Future agenda items. I have none. Committee reports.
I had a trust meeting. Everything went pretty well. We offered a gentleman a job. We had an opening. Spend 2 days up in White County on the zoning, and the rest of the time he's going to be going out and working on the system. So that's about all.
Have a fair board meeting this morning. Not a whole lot
there. Community College Fair Board. I think it's a good thing to open up on my ears.
Call him. Might need to help him.
Greater Burlington this morning, and they discussed some organizational changes and small changes to the bylaws, and I attended the meeting of the CEO Mental Health Region last Wednesday that Ken mentioned, and we approved claims in the annual report. And as Ken mentioned, Muscatine County presented a request to join our region. Apparently they're in the region with Scott County, Clinton County, Jackson County, and Cedar County, and it's not running quite as smoothly as ours is. And anyway, we did not have time to get the information that we needed from them to this time, and so we turned them down. And I see that they're still they've appealed to Department of Human Services to maybe let them be on their own for a year and then come back and apply to Star Region in the future, but. We'll see how that's going. I think most of the board were sympathetic to their problem. Only we have a fiduciary duty to the people in the region.
That's the problem for County North.
Yeah. That's all I have. Public input. If anybody from the public would like to address the board, we stand up and give us your name and address for the record. Public input. We have a closed session under Iowa Code 21.5, paragraph 1, paragraph J. And we will go into the other room and take care of that right now.
We need to go into closed session.
Yeah, okay.
Who's going to go to session?
Second.
Carrie.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. Thank you, Terry.
Recordings.
Yes.
We need a motion to go out of closed session.
Okay, I make a motion to go out of closed session.
And I'll second that.
All Terry.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes. We've discussed the information necessary in the closed session, so with an aye, we're adjourned.
Aye.
We're adjourned.